Welcome to the David J. Sherwin podcast. Today I wanted to talk about finding your blank canvas to create on. And a lot of this episode is going to have to do with the mental aspects of being a content creator. And what I want to talk about is basically finding that base that you can actually create on. So when I was off making vlogs, something that I would continuously do before I'd open up my camera and start recording would be to meditate. And I honestly forgot how much of a help meditation is, or just whatever it was to just clear that noise out of my mind. So I've gone through this process of building out all this equipment. If you guure can't tell, I got this whole new Shure SM7B microphone. I got myself a nice new gator arm working for me, and I bought a whole bunch of lights, got everything as professional as I could get it to look. But I have to be honest with you guys, I was stuck in a rut with trying to figure out how to create content. And I realized it just came down to the fact that I had all of this just noise in my head, just sucking out any ability to get things done, to work on something. So that's why I want to talk about finding that blank canvas for yourself. Maybe you take 15, 20 minutes a day and just sit there and breathe and just remove any distractions before you actually sit down and try to create, or maybe be productive on a project that you're trying to work on. And I think that is what essentially is causing procrastination in a lot of aspects. So, like I said, I just went through a deep meditation, and I really felt the energy coming into this podcast to where it was like, all right, I got the idea of what's going to go into this content. And so that's why I'm sitting here slamming all this information through this brand new microphone I just got that has been kind of collecting dust and scaring me. You know, for those of you who don't know, the Shure SM7B microphone is kind of an amazing microphphone. If you guys can tell, the difference in the audio is just tremendous, but I was still having issues with just trying to create content. And I was just sitting there thinking in my head, well, maybe once I get this light done, and maybe once I get this ring light for my desktop together and getting it correctly working, and just finding all of these almost excuses for why I couldn't actually go and do the thing that I wanted to go do. And I realized it just came down to these little distractions that were just nitpicking at me. I often frequent this app. It's called Clubhouse, and it's connected to Instagram. So I wind up getting a lot of DMs, and it's crazy. It's blown up my social media, and it's just a crazy origin for me, because when I was first getting onto that app, my intentions were to get into podcasting and to try to see how I can better develop a community. But before I knew it, a few months later, I was doing something completely different with graphic design and putting my artistry to use, just making pictures for people. And it was cool. And I still have a lot of gratitude for that experience. But I realized how much of myself I had lost in that process of creating for others. And I realized my battery had just drained completely to where I couldn't do anything. And it got to a point where my anxiety just overtook me, and I didn't want to get out of bed. I wasn't, you know, going and doing anything that I like to do, including meditating, which is, like I said, if you guys have heard me before, I always highly recommend meditating. It's just that it's that natural high with breathing, or whatever it takes to get your breathing going and your endorphins going and your serotonin going. I highly recommend you do it. It's just, it will change you as a person. If you guys can't tell, I think my energy is coming through just on the audio. But started building out a bunch of graphics, talking to people, and just it got to a point where, you know, I'm sure many of you guys who may be listening to this podcast can kind of resonate with this idea, is that like the anxiety can just riddle you, like, you know, you're taking shots of it like bullets, and, you know, before you know it, you're laying in a heap on your bed or wherever, and you don't want to get up. And your breathing becomes just out of whack, like mine was. Like, my breathing was just all the time and just not able to control anything. Like I just felt completely out of control. And so just getting that hit of being able to breathe and being able to think clearly about, hey, this is my next thought. This is actually what I want to talk about. And like I said, finding a clear blank canvas in your life where you can create on. And this is a very like mental abstract kind of a topic. So it's, there's nothing technical. I'm not talking about equipment. I'm talking about your brain. Like, how do you clear up what's going on in there at, you know, a million miles an hour? And for some of you guys, I recommend meditating. If it's not meditating, then I recommend doing some sort of hobbies that you guys might be into for a bit. I was doing some art and that kind of just went crazy, but whatever it is that like just slows your breathing down and gets you into that flow of just not being like, what's going on? What's happening next? You know, just being able to key in on that, that idea. And that's where I'm at right now. I feel good. I had to take some time off for myself and just breathe. I did a podcast last week just to get the base going again, just to feel things out. But today is just, it's another game. It's like a game changing moment for me in that I can breathe. I can give you guys some of the energy that I have. And it's really hard to give when you don't have anything to give. And like I said, I was at a point where I was just huddled up into a corner, into a ball, didn't want to move, couldn't move. And eventually, I knew today was really important with getting some meditation down. As things are getting ready to start picking up again, I'm getting ready to start pushing out some content on the podcast side of things. And like I said, just get that clear blank canvas going. Don't let things distract you from doing the actual creation portion, which is for me this, like getting on, sitting down with my microphone and my camera, getting the recording going and knowing when I'm actually done. And I can tell you when you're in that moment, in that energized sphere of things where you're just ready, like it's a game changer. So that's what I wanted to leave with you guys with today. Just make sure you're taking care of yourselves. If you guys are trying to figure out how to get to that blank canvas, you'll know, like breathe, take care of yourself, go on walks, get outside, breathe, like just, you know, put whatever you're consuming is going to be your output. So, I mean, same thing with me. I was consuming a lot of negativity, but as soon as that like one bit of positivity hit, it was like lightning just hitting my soul and getting me ready to get out again and just start doing whatever it is that it takes to grind out what I got to grind out. So I'm here to podcast. I'm here to share my message, to share positivity. I've been reading a fantastic book. It's called The War of Art. And one of the quotes that has just resonated with me is that eternity is in the love with the creation of time. And for myself, I believe creating time for others through whether you're talking like this to help people just get that mojo going again, or creating something, maybe you're creating an application, or maybe you're just creating positive energy to put out into the world. Like that's how you live on forever. So if you guys haven't checked out this book, I'll grab it for you real quick. Right back here. It's called The War of Art, and it is by Stephen Pressfield. Highly recommend it if you guys haven't checked it out yet. I think it's a beautiful book. It just gives you ideas of like what is resistance that's going on in your life. And for me, I just realized like that it's that not having that blank canvas that I'm able to create on, and through whether it be noise, listening to other people, just knowing I'm not really doing what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. So there you have it. If you guys are enjoying this sort of content, and you know, I'm excited to keep pushing out more. I'm setting up my schedule so I don't get overrun or promise things that I'm not promising or not doing. I'm looking to do at least a podcast episode each week. So if tempo can pick up and if I feel like I'm going to do more, I'm going to do more. But I want to get out at least one podcast per week. I'm looking to drop, I'll get a more consistent time schedule rolling again. But if you guys are trying to follow me, please, you guys can follow me at David J. Sherwin. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, YouTube, wherever, and just getting ready to just start breaking out of this mold of negativity. So there you have it. Hope you guys are all doing well, and I will see you all soon.